Welcome to Seeking Paradise, reflections on spirituality, community, and justice. This talk is called How to See God. And that might seem at first a quite a strange thing to say, how to see God, because we think pretty much the first thing we know about God is that God is something we can't see, that God is invisible. That's, you know, almost the first thing you think of when you think of God. But I think when we think in those ways, we are thinking in the wrong sort of way, because I think we can think of God as a kind of ghost that's floating around doing stuff and think that that's what that invisibility is about. But I think that's the wrong way of looking at it, because it's not that God is an invisible ghost. It's that God is everything. God is everything and the depth dimension of everything. So it's not that we can't see God, it's that all we can see is God. That everything, that opening our eyes in the morning, what we'd see looking out at the world at all times is God. And God is a way to name the depth dimension of all that is all around us. To open your eyes to everything is to see God. But God is not just everything, God is also someone. And so when we're looking at everything, at the totality of life, of the universe around us, we look at it, and it or them looks back at us. It is a someone that we apprehend. Khalil Gibran in the book The Prophet wrote, "And if you would know God, be not therefore a solver of riddles. Rather, look about you, and you shall see him playing with your children. And look into space, and you shall see him walking in the cloud, outstretching his arms in the lightning and descending in the rain. You shall see him smiling in flowers, then rising and waving his hands in trees." There are ways of looking at this one who is everything and lovingly looks back at us. We can just sort of look at nature and kind of see God dancing in the trees and in the flowers. But there's also the Christian practice of using icons. Icons that I use sometimes as part of my prayer practice. One of the icons that I use is this icon of Sophia, the wisdom of God. It's a divine feminine face of God, if you like, that exists as an image in the Jewish and Christian tradition of the wisdom of God. And the icon I use is of this wise divine figure compassionately holding the earth in her arms. And the thing is about icons is they're always looking directly at you. They're always making eye contact. They're staring at you, and the invitation is to stare into the eyes of the icon. And through that intimate communion of kind of a person-to-person communion, a personal communion, to see beyond the depth of what is just paint, what is just an image, and into the deeper, deeper reality of the universe and of God. It's that practice of eye contact. Eye contact can be quite difficult, actually. I know I'm someone who, when I'm thinking about things, when I'm kind of talking and thinking at the same time, my eyes go kind of all over the place like that, because that's the way kind of my brain and my body works. And so I struggle sometimes to maintain eye contact. And when I am doing a wedding, as a minister performing a wedding, holding a wedding ceremony, and I ask the people getting married, I say, repeat after me these vows. And I always tell them beforehand, remember to look at each other. Don't look at me. You're not saying the vows to me. You're saying the vows to each other. Hold hands and look at each other. But it can be quite difficult. And it's obviously, it's a deep emotional and an intense moment that sometimes that manifests as people sort of giggle, or people find it really difficult to just hold the hand of their loved one and say these things to each other because of that intensity of holding eye contact. It is such an intense thing. It's one of the most kind of intense, powerful things two human beings can do with each other is just to maintain eye contact. It's deeply intimate. It's almost frighteningly in too intensely intimate. But it's that intensity of the intimacy that icons invite us to look with that eye contact and that staring to find that loving look. And that's an invitation to this deeper reality. What someone called Walter Burkhardt said is the long, loving look at the real. That what we're doing in acts of spiritual practice and prayer is the long, loving look at the real. And we hold eye contact with the real, with this divine reality, with this divine one, with this beloved. Prayer is longingly looking at the real and realizing the real is lovingly looking back at us.